Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Horace Michael, the pastor of the Beulah Tabernacle Church, and it is our privilege and pleasure to be with you tonight to share with you in our weekly pastoral Bible study, prayer, and connect ministry. We are grateful to God for his goodness to us today, and certainly the song that was playing earlier certainly resonates within our spirit. The Lord blesses us, and he will do just what he says. And tonight we are grateful to God for his goodness and his mercy, how he has watched over us throughout this week, brought us into a brand new month. And I'm so grateful to God because I know that when he brings us into something new, that's because there's something better. That's because there's something more. That's because he's not through with us yet. And tonight, I want somebody to be encouraged because the Lord is doing something in your life. And by the Holy Spirit, I want you to know that the Lord is not through blessing you yet. The scriptures talk about eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man those good things that God has prepared for them that love him. But he hath revealed it unto us by his Spirit. And so tonight we are excited about being in the presence of God, because in his presence there is fullness of joy. There's something to be had in the presence of the Lord. And so tonight, this day, the 2nd of November, can you believe it? November 2nd in the year 2021, we are gathered together to lift up his name, to receive his word, and to go before the Lord in prayer. Before we go forward in our lesson tonight, I'm going to ask that you would bow your heads with us for a moment of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we love you and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy that endures forever. We thank you, Lord, that you lift us and that you heal us and that you forgive us. You put us back together again. You bless us in the midst of difficult times so that in everything we can give thanks. For this is your will in Christ Jesus concerning us. And so tonight we position our hearts to receive from you. We position our minds to be enlightened by you. We thank you in advance for the spiritual illumination that will come by the power of the Holy Spirit. Anoint these lips of clay as we share with your people what thus saith the Lord, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Into thy hands we commend ourselves now, spirit, soul, and body, believing you for great things to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. I'm going to start to share my screen, and I just want to ask you that are here to just let me know when you're able to see it. Praise the name of God. Please let me know if you're able to see the screen. Let me get the chat open so that I can see your responses. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Please let me know if you can see the screen. Okay, great. The word of the Lord says, and I will give you shepherds according to my own heart, who will feed you knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. The Lord has stirred me up with this as I feel the need for the people of God to hear the word from the heart of God. It is not just what God says out of his mouth, as it were. We need to feel the heart of God. And I want you to feel his heart tonight as we share with you these words of knowledge and understanding, as we feed to you what thus saith the Lord. Tonight, Tuesday, November 2nd, in the year 2021, our lesson topic tonight: positive confessions which lead to the praise life. Positive confessions which lead to the praise life. You need to understand that there is power in your praise. The enemy would want you to feel as if you are abandoned, alone, forsaken, forgotten. But there's something about a child of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something about a child of God that will posture themselves to worship the Lord or to give him praise. The Lord's put something in my spirit for Sunday morning, and I don't want to give it all away right now, but there's something about worship. There's a power in praise. And I want to teach you how to untap praise power. Hey, glory to God. How to untap the power of praise even in your life. The word of the Lord says, and this is our foundation scripture out of Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. And I'm going to need a volunteer to step up and do some reading for us tonight. Can I get a volunteer to just read this? The beauty of it is that it's right on the screen. And so all you got to do is read it right off the screen. I need someone to volunteer. God bless. Unmute yourself and please just go ahead. I'm not sure if people can unmute themselves. Anyone have people having difficulty unmuting? Can't unmute.
Hey, I got it. Can you hear me?
Okay, dear. Very good.
And let the peace of God rule in your heart, into hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Thank you so much. This is the foundation of the life of praise. Let's understand that when you are praising God for something, that you are recognizing, you're realizing that he's got it in control. And when you know and realize that God has it in control, it brings peace. And it's knowing that God is in control that brings the peace of God. Somebody may want to know, how do I get the peace of God? How do I get the peace of God? And that's a valid question. You get the peace of God when you understand that God is in control. When you know that God is in control, it affects your attitude. Peace is not the absence of disturbance. It is the confident posture that there is nothing that can move you because you know that in the midst of what you're facing, God is in control. That's peace. It's not faking myself out to make myself think or to psych myself out, to hype myself up to by saying words. As a matter of fact, you can have the peace of God without opening your mouth. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost here right now, because it's what you discern in your spirit. It's what you receive in your heart. The peace of God is ruling in your heart. And when the peace of God is ruling in your heart, yes, it's going to affect what comes out of your mouth. But you can be at such peace that you can keep your mouth shut. Now, I know that for some people, that's a big one. That's a big one, to be able to keep one's mouth shut, to hold your peace. But the peace of God, when you are allowing the peace of God to rule in your heart, you can hold on to your peace because God is in control. Be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Amen. Sister Lynette is asking to read the next one. That's fine. Absolutely, dear. And you all can do that. Anyone else can do that too. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ. So a person will ask the question, okay, well, the peace of God. Okay, I got the peace of God by knowing that God is in control. Okay, now how do I know God is in control? I'm so glad you asked, because the word of God is going to tell you this. Whatever you need to know about God, his word will provide it for you. When we said let the word of Christ, it's the same as the word of God. It's synonymous. And so the word of Christ dwelling in you richly, that means that you need to have a supply of it. That's what it means. You need to have a supply of God's word in your heart. And when you supply that word, when you store up that word, David put it like this, that word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. When you store it up, glory to God. Somebody needs to put it in your notes. I need to store the word of God in my heart. This word is going to do something. This word affects your understanding. It affects your learning. It ministers to you. The ministry of God's word is to empower you, to embolden you, to remind you, to guide you. It's a teacher. The word of God is a teacher. Glory to God. Ooh. You can share only what you have. If you don't have God's peace in your heart, you can't share it. If you don't have the word in your spirit, you can't share it. So you got to get the word, teaching each other, admonish one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You think that the word of God is only the things that we read? My God, how many know that you can sing a song and the power of God can show up? Whoo, glory to God. I know we got some singers on this line tonight. We got some singers listening here tonight. And if the Holy Ghost would have had me to turn some of you loose, you can open your mouth and begin to sing a song that would set this line on Holy Ghost fire. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. When you sing unto the Lord, you're not, you know, some people, when they're doing something, they have the concept, but not the anointing. They understand logistics, but it's not anointed. They understand melody, but it's not anointed. When you do a thing by the power of the Holy Spirit, there's an anointing attached. Glory. Oh, y'all forgive me tonight. I'm just feeling this thing. This is why the word has to dwell in you richly, because this is the word is connected with the anointing. Some people want to know how to increase the anointing. Well, get more word in your spirit. Because when the word is ruling in your spirit, you're going to get, oh God, I don't want to get ahead of myself. It said, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Giving thanks to God and the Father. Understand that this praise life is to encompass your whole life, not just your Sunday life, not just what you do on Sunday morning when you're on a camera or in front of a crowd or when you're in the service with the people of God. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. In the name of the Lord, and give thanks to God in the process. Let's jump into this thing. Now I'm gonna blow some people's minds tonight, because I'm gonna, okay, I need somebody. I need somebody to get Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5. I think Sister Lynette wants to read the next one. I don't know if you can get that quickly there or you want to read one that's on the screen, but I need somebody to get Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. All right. Sandra Michael is queued up to read as well. Thank you, daughter. Sister Lynette, if you can you unmute and share with us Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20? I'm not sure if she's still here. If not, Sandra, can you do that, daughter? Okay, you don't have your Bible. No problem.
Yes. Sandra. Okay. Yep.
Thanks.
You ready?
Yeah.
I have this in the New King James Version. Let me just transfer to the other one. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, daughter. Now, I want to draw a particular emphasis. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know that we are of the, we know the scripture that says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Excuse me. I know that we know that. And most of the time, we'll use that as a statement that basically talks about, you know, while we're in it, give thanks. While we're in a thing, in everything, give thanks. You know, this is out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And so I know that we are familiar with that, and I'll put that in the chat so that you all can see it. Again, that's out of First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. But I want you to pay attention to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, because Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 says, giving thanks for all things. Now, we typically talk about the fact that in everything give thanks, because everything we go through is not something to thank God for. Well, guess what? Ephesians chapter 5 just blew that out of the water. Because Ephesians chapter 5 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Now, this is for those that can receive it. Because it takes a certain level of maturity in God to have the attitude to understand that God wants praise in everything. And so let me help you understand why that's important, because you have to realize that God is in control. My God. I said, God is in control. And if we're going to trust this, then we have to reconcile Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Can I get somebody to read that, please? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I put it in the chat for those that are here with us online. Go ahead.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Thank you. So Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we love that verse. All things work together for good. All things work together for good. But we don't. All things work together for good is connected with Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things. And why? Because all things work together for good. And Paul says, we know this. we know this. And it's not easy, but this is what builds your spiritual stamina. Some people fall away because they get tired, they get weary, and they give up. And it's important that you build your stamina so that you don't give up. Now, you're not building Holy Ghost stamina because the Holy Ghost has the stamina. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What you are building is your strength to hold on. You're building your ability to hold on. It is God that worketh in us. And when you understand that God is working in you, you understand, yes, he is indeed in control. So if he's in control of all things, if all things are working together for good, if he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think, then giving thanks always for all things is consistent with that theology. We cannot create a construct in spiritual growth that is only a construct that works when it's easy for us to do the thing. Spiritual growth is not about making it easier for you. It's making you in the process. It's the process of developing you. It's not about making it easier. It's about making you more like Jesus. God, help me on this line tonight. What God is doing in working things out for us is not making it easy for us. You got to understand that there are some things that God is going to allow you to go through that will not be easy, but it's working for our good. All things are working together for our good. And so we got to go on in this lesson because I want you to understand that what comes out of your mouth is going to affect your life. I need some readers. Okay, Sister Lynette, come on. You didn't read yet. I need you to read the Matthew text that's on the screen. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35 through 37. And then I need two people to get ready to read the James verses. Sister Lynette, please read Matthew chapter 12, verse 35 through 37.
I'm ready to say good evening, everybody. Good evening. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof on the day of judgment. But by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Amen.
Amen. And so it's important to understand that what comes out of my mouth is connected to what's stored in my heart, which is why I've got to store the word in my heart. I've got to put the word, I got to store it up. Because Jesus said, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. What you hold on to. So listen here. What you hold on to in your heart is going to affect the kind of fruit that comes out of your life. What you choose to hold on to in your heart is going to produce fruit. It's going to produce fruit. You cannot have something in your heart from which no fruit comes, because fruit is going to be born out of the treasure of your heart, because your heart is going to bear fruit. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And what comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart. So the words that we speak matter to God. Put that down in your notes. The words that I speak matter to God. every idle word, the Lord Jesus says, every careless word, every thoughtless word, even inappropriate words, you're going to give an account in the day of judgment. Certainly, where there is repentance, then the blood has washed that away. But you still have to be careful what comes out of your mouth. Why? Because sometimes judgment doesn't come at the end. Sometimes judgment doesn't come at the end of a person's life. You will eat the fruit of your words right now. In this life, you will eat the fruit of the words that come out of your mouth. And so you must understand that your words will either justify you or your words will condemn you. Lord, have mercy. Let's go on. Where are the James readers? I need the James readers. Every word that comes out of your mouth.
James chapter 1, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
Thank you, daughter. You might as well go ahead and read the other one, too.
James chapter 1, verse 26 says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
Thank you very much. James chapter 1, verse 19. And the issue here, and James is the New Testament book of wisdom. This is God's wisdom being revealed and shared to us here. So like the Old Testament has the book of Proverbs as the book of wisdom in the Old Testament, James is the companion book in the New Testament, the book of wisdom. And so James is giving us insight and wisdom here because we need to understand how to control ourselves. Lord have mercy. Sometimes saints act like they're out of control of what comes out of their mouth in terms of gossip. They can't hold nothing. They got to run their mouth. You know, life will teach you who you can share things with confidently. Some folks, they talk about everything. It's like they can't even hold it. They got to say it. They got to tell it. Gossipers, busybody, people that talk other folks' business. You got to be careful with that spirit because that will get judgment upon you. By your words, will you be justified, or by your words, you'll be condemned. Mind what comes out of your mouth. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to catch an attitude. Because sometimes we catch attitudes over stuff we hear and it ain't true. And we allow ourselves to get worked up over stuff that people say and people lie. Some folks talk too much. Some folks talk stuff they ain't got no business talking. And the point was asked in the chat, even texting, text messages, or direct messages, do those constitute my words? Well, did they come from you? If they came from you, then those are your words. And we are finding in our current society, in our contemporary day of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, other social media platforms where people are communicating, and even in emails, that people are being criminally convicted or facing consequences in life because of things that they have said, whether it was recorded in terms of audio or written words. By your words, you will be justified, or by your words, you will be condemned. So be slow to hear, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Be slow to respond to what you hear, because sometimes who you heard it from doesn't have the full picture. Lord, have mercy. If any person among you you're supposed to be spirit-filled, you're supposed to have the Holy Ghost, and you can't control your tongue, then your religion is vain. Point blank. If you can't control your tongue, then there's something wrong with your faith. It's one thing to talk about faith. It's another thing to live it. This is why even James tells us about faith without works being dead. Let's go to James chapter 3. This is a lot here. James chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. I want you to understand what this is really giving to us, because this is going to be the foundation of what's going to change how you talk out of your mouth. I pray that it is. This is God's word. James chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. I need a reader, please. Amen. Sister Selena. Yeah, she didn't read yet. Thank you, Sister Lynette and Sister Sandra Michael. Y'all are doing fantastic tonight. God bless you. Sister Selena, you can take this one. And Brother Paul, you did a great one too.
James 3, 1 through 10. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to brittle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, with whosoever the governor listen. Continue. Oh, even so, mm-hmm. The tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, thus setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed, and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be.
Amen. Amen. They are not so to be. So let's understand here. James is giving us an example here about control. That word bridle means to control. If any man offend not in word, he the same is a perfect man or mature. We know that perfection will not come until after the rapture. So when we use this word perfect in this context, it talks about maturity. And so controlling your mouth is a sign of maturity. Being able to control what comes out of your mouth is a sign of maturity. Children say whatever comes to their mind, not adults, not folks that are grown. That the disposition of a child is to say whatever comes to mind. There's a show that was on not too long ago, and it's become more popular. Kids say the darndest thing is a statement that's made. And it's interesting that children do say things. The Bible says, out of the mouths of babes and suckling, thou hast ordained praise. And so children are a model of praise unto God. But as a child, you know, Paul talked about when I was a child, I thought like a child, I acted like a child. You know, but when I got grown up, I put away childish things. I put stuff away that belongs to a more infantile state of being. And this is where James is saying, if you don't know how to control your tongue, you're acting like an infant. But those that can are acting like mature, that they're mature, that they're developed. And if you can control your tongue, James is saying, if you can control your tongue, you can control your whole body. Very powerful. If you can control your mouth, you can control everything about you, your attitude, your temper, your responses. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth. And you know, a bit is something that goes into the mouth of the horse. It's connected with the bridle, and the bridle is what the rider will use to control the horse, to direct the horse to the left or to the right. They'll pull it one way or the other, and that controls the direction the horse goes in. But it's a small piece. Horses are hundreds of pounds. Horses are beautiful animals, majestic animals, one of my favorite animals, but they are heavy. But James is saying that we put a bit in the horse's mouth and control and turn it wherever we want. The same thing with the helm. The ship is guided by the helm, that small part, that rudder that affects the direction. So it can be driven by fierce winds, but it's turned around by something that is so much smaller than itself in comparison, whichever way the governor listeth or desire. So whichever way the captain of the ship desires to direct it in, it's directed by this thing. Even so, the tongue is a small member, boasts a lot of things. That small tongue has gotten a lot of people in trouble. It's set on fire from hell. And you got to understand, controlling what comes out of your mouth is going to affect what comes into your life. Controlling what comes out of your mouth is going to affect what comes into your life. Controlling what comes out of your mouth will affect what comes into your life. Learning to live a life of praise, developing your praise, and being persons of praise, it's going to affect what comes into your life. The David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But I want to know if there's somebody that will take up this passage from Psalm 113, verse 3. Can I get somebody to read that? Psalm 113, verse 3.
From the rising.
That's the name of it.
Mm-hmm. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
That's Psalm from the rising of the sun. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
Psalm 113, verse 3. That's what I was saying. Sorry.
Psalm 113, verse 3. From the rising of the sun, from the start of the day to the end of the day. From the start of the day to the end of the day, his name is to be praised. Now, I'm going to drop another one on you. I need somebody to get, because this is coming to me right now by the Holy Ghost. Somebody get Amos 3 and 3. I need somebody to read Amos 3 and 3. Praise the name of God. I'm going to put it in the chat. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amos 3 and 3. Somebody read that, please.
Can't help me get it from the way.
Yeah, this word.
Okay, this is the Claudia.
Okay, Amos 3. Hear his word, people of Israel. The word the Lord has spoken against you, against the whole family.
Is that Amos 3?
No, no, that's not 3. 3 is do to walk together unless they have agreed to do so.
Come on now. Read it one more time, dear.
Do to, that's the number 2, walk mm-hmm. together. Unless they have agreed to do so.
Right. Now, the King James Version says, can two walk together except they be agreed? So if you're going to want to, you can't walk with God unless you agree with God. Some people's struggle in their spiritual walk is because they are not agreeing with God. If you're not agreeing with God, you're going to have a problem walking or supposedly walking with God. You're not even really walking with God. If you don't agree with him, you can't walk with him. How can two walk together except they be agreed? You can't be careful who you choose as a life partner. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Be careful who you allow into close circles of friendship. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Be careful. Be careful and examine whether you are agreeing with God. You don't want nothing to come in the way of you in relationship with God, even if that something is you. You don't want you to get in your way, because how do you get out of your way when it's you? You've got to surrender your will to God and agree with God. What am I going to agree with God about? I'm so glad you asked. I'm going to need some readers, and this is not scriptures, but I need you to read these statements on the screen. So I need a couple of you to get unmuted and get ready to read. I need somebody to read the first affirmation.
Hello? Oh, yes. Thank you. God is who he says. He is.
God is who he says he is. Come on.
God has what God says he has.
God has what God says he has. Come on.
God can do.
God can do what God says he can do.
I want you to put this in your spirit. God is who he says he is. God has, as a matter of fact, let's do this. You don't have to unmute, but I want everybody to say it out of your mouth right now. Let's do it. Number one, you don't have to unmute. I just want you to say it because it matters what comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Number one, God is who he says he is. Number two, God has what God says he has. Number three, God can do what God says he can do. Amen, somebody? Amen. But that's only one half of the coin. That's only one side of the coin. I need somebody to get ready. Come on, somebody, do a reading right here.
I am who God says I am.
Glory to God. Somebody else, read this one.
I have what God says I have.
Glory to God. Somebody else, read this one.
I can do what God says I can do.
My God, my God, my God. I want you to understand that for the child of God, made in the image of God, born of the Spirit of God, with the anointing of God, that whatever God says he is, God is just that. And by the same token, I am who God says I am. As a child of God, we've got to understand God has what God says he has. If he says he has it, he has it. And by the same token, as a child of the King, as an heir of God, and a joint heir of Jesus Christ, I have what God says I have. Make no mistake about it. If God says it's mine, it's mine. I don't have to wait for a decision by people. I don't have to wait for a doctor's affirmation or confirmation. If God says it's mine, it's mine. And by the same token, when it comes down to not just identity, oh God, not just identity and possessions, but ability. Identity, possessions, ability. I need you to write this in your notes because these confessions speak to identity. Capacity or the what? Oh God, possession, capacity slash possession. And then the final affirmation speaks about ability. I'm not going to speak panic. I'm not going to speak anxiety. I'm not going to speak worry, because anytime I speak on those levels, it takes me away from the confession of God's word. I'm not going to be a fountain that brings forth both bitter and sweet water, because that's not even possible. That's not even possible. Truly, you're going to either be one or the other. And you can't be both. Oh, God. When people come to you, they should not hear you talk on a level that underscores problems and misery and chaos and confusion. When people come to you, you have the Holy Spirit. They're not looking to hear about defeat. They want to hear about God. Hey, they should not receive fear from you. They should receive strength from you. They should not receive chaos, confusion, gossip, lies, all that kind of nonsense and drama. They should receive confidence. They should be lifted. They should be given peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. I know I'm getting a little excited here. There is nothing, oh God, no one else in the world is capable of speaking the things of God but the saints of God. The saints of God have the power to speak the things of God with authority. When Jesus taught, the Bible makes distinction of his teaching in the Gospels, because they say that he taught as one with power and authority, and not the scribes and Pharisees. Those scribes and Pharisees were making references. Jesus was making revelation. They gave reference. Jesus was given revelation. When you speak under the anointing of God, you don't give reference, you give revelation. And if you have the Holy Spirit, I need you to learn how to speak revelation. Whew. When people hear your voice, they need to hear God's voice. Come on, somebody. I said, when they hear your voice, if you have the Holy Ghost, they need to hear God's voice. You are the ones to bring the word of life. If the word of life dwells in you, you are the one, as an ambassador, as a representative of God, you have been given authority to represent him in the earth. If people need to hear somebody speak, guess what? They need to hear the saints. Your speech will give you away. Even Peter, remember when he was talking and he was with them, that they were around the fire, and they had just snatched up Jesus out of the Garden of Gethsemane, took him in by night. You know, that's why Judas had to betray him with a kiss, because it was too dark in the garden at that time. It was night. It was late. And the only way that the people that came with Judas would know for sure, because, you know, in the dark, people look a little, you know, it's hard to tell the difference. The only way that they would be able to know is when Judas gave that token. The token was, whoever I kiss, that's the one to snatch. Peter was amongst the people standing by the fire warming themselves, and something about Peter's speech gave him away. And they said, you were with Jesus because of how you talk. Your speech pertaineth to the Galileans. And Peter started to curse because he didn't want to be associated with Jesus. Your faith has come to you because of what you've heard. And you need to hear more word so you can have more faith. Doubt comes by hearing too. And so as a people of power, as a people of God, we've got to speak the language of faith. These confessions make up that language. And as you get this in your spirit and practice this, you will be surprised. No, you won't be surprised. You will see the power of God manifest in your life. What comes out of your mouth will come into your life. What comes out of your mouth is what will come into your life. The words are seeds, and it will produce a crop that you will eat of. So be careful with what you say, because you will eat what you sow. Come on, somebody. You will eat what you sow. Whoo, my God, my God, my God. I had a little project for y'all to do tonight, but I'm going to have to pump the brakes here, because I need you to understand that it's time to look to God in prayer. The Lord wants to do something in somebody's life. The Lord wants to do something for somebody right now. And the power of prayer is about to make it work. The power of prayer is about to turn it around. I'm going to decrease. Let the prayer leaders come up and increase. I want you to understand. I want the prayer leaders to incorporate these confessions in their prayer tonight, because tonight's prayer is a prayer of praise. It's a prayer. We are confessing this over the lives of men, over the lives of women, over the lives of our young people. We are taking this lesson and applying it even now. Let the prayer leaders come forth. Prayer leader over our men. Prayer leader intercessor over the women. Prayer leader intercessor over the young people, in Jesus' name. Come forth.
Great and eternal God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We glorify your name and we lift up your name on high. Lord God, you are worthy, so worthy, so worthy to be praised, Lord God. And we love you. We give your name all the praise, honor, and glory, because it all belongs to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes today. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the breath of life. Thank you, Lord God, that we are in our right minds, Lord. Thank you today, Lord God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Thank you right now for keeping your hand upon our lives, Lord. Lord, your word says, if you confess our sin, that you are faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So right now, Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for anything, for those harmful words that came out of our mouth, those filthy words that came up of our mouths, those destructive words that came up out of our mouths. Forgive us, Lord, for the evil thoughts that we've entertained in our minds, entertained in our hearts, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for those things that we've done to defile our bodies, messing around, drinking, smoking, doing evil things, Lord. Wash us with your precious blood, Jesus, that you shed upon Calvary, that even though our sins may be as scarlet, Lord, because of your blood, you make them as white as snow, and they'll be put into the sea of forgetfulness to be remembered no more. Purge us with fire, you must, Lord. We want to be right, and we want to be ready. We want to be ready, Lord. We need to be ready for your impending return, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for caring for us, Lord. Help us with our words. Help us with our speech, Lord, as men. Lord, your word tells us in Corinthians that when you were a child, that we spoke as children and understood as children. But now we're men. We're men. And as men, we need to put away those childish things, those things that are harmful and destructive, those things that separate us from you, Lord God. Help us to draw closer to you, Lord. Lord, move in our lives like only you can, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you so much, Lord. We can't do anything without you, Lord. But you are the great, powerful God that reigns above all things, that reigns throughout eternity. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. You've done it for so many people throughout your word. You've led so many men throughout your word, Lord God. There have been men throughout the world who were fearful, who didn't want to do it. They didn't want to follow you, whether it was fear, anxiety, or just because they didn't want to do it, Lord. But Lord, once they accepted you and accepted your way, Lord, you done mighty things in their lives. And if you can do it for them, Lord God, you can certainly do it for us, Lord. So, Lord, tonight, for those young men, Lord, help them, Lord, and even impress upon their heart to follow the leadership of those who are older. And that all of us as men can serve you and serve each other with humble spirits. Because you give us special blessings to those who are humble. But you're against those who are proud. You tell us we humble ourselves under your hand in the right and good time that you will lift us up, Lord. You tell us to cast all our cares upon you, that you're always thinking of us, always watching over us, and that you're always concerned for us. But you tell us to be careful, Lord. Because the enemy, Satan, the dragon, the evil one, is prowling around, roaming the earth, seeking whom he may devour, looking to tear people apart, looking to send them to hell. But you tell us to stand firm when he tries to attack us. You tell us to trust in you with all our hearts, Lord, and lean not to our own understanding. But in all our ways, we ought to acknowledge you, Lord, and if we do that, you will direct our path, Lord. And we know that there are our brothers around the world, our Christian brothers that are going through the same things that we're going through. They suffer just like us. But you also tell us, Lord, that after we've suffered for a while, because you are God, because of your kindness through Christ Jesus, if you put our trust in you at the end of it all, you will give us your eternal glory and that you will personally come and snatch us away. Lord, thank you tonight for your word. Thank you tonight, Lord God, for everything you've done for us, everything that you're doing, and that all that you're about to do in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for being the God of our salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for reminding us that we can do nothing without you. Help us to stand firm in your word. Help us stand firm in the faith. Help us stand firm in you.
Lord, we ask even right now to look upon Anthony Chase, who is in surgery right now. We ask you, Lord, to keep him, to cover him with your blood right now. Guide the hands of the doctors. Guide the hands of the surgeon, Lord. I'm going to trust you for a reported victory. We glorify your name. We praise your name. We magnify your name. Thank you for being the wonderful God that you are. And we won't forget to give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. For this, Lord God, is the day that you have made, Lord God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for each and every daughter, Lord God, of yours that is on this line, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping your women, Lord God, in perfect peace as our minds stay set on you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this evening's lesson, Lord God. From you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord God, for using, Lord God, the bishop, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, what you have given him to say to your daughters, Lord God, to your sons and to your young people, Lord God. Lord God, we confess, Lord God, by faith, Lord God. Lord God, your promises and your word, Lord God. We confess our sins, Lord God, unto you, Lord God. We ask you to cleanse us, Father, from all unrighteousness, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for you make the way of escape, Lord God. Your word, Lord God, hallelujah, is our roadmap, Lord God. Your word, Lord God. Lord God, guide, Lord God, us to hide it, Lord God, deep in our hearts, Lord God, that we may not sin against you, Lord God. We confess your word by faith, Lord God, to do, Lord God, just as you have called us to do, Lord God. God, you are who you say you are. Lord God, you have what you say you have, Lord God, in your word. And you can do what you say you can do, Lord God. Your word is the truth, and it shall not come back unto you void, Lord God. So we declare and decree victory over our lives, Lord God. We declare and decree peace, Lord God. Your peace, Lord God, which surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through as children of God, Lord God, no matter even when we mess up, Father God, we can run boldly, hallelujah, to your throne of grace, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, and ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for your grace is sufficient for us, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, as we confess your word, Lord God, by faith, Lord God. Hide it deep in our hearts, Lord God. We are who you say we are, Lord God. We can have what you say we can have, Lord God. And we can do what you say we can do, Lord God. Lord God, we are yours, Lord God. And nothing nor no one can separate us, Father God, from the love of you. So we run boldly, Lord God. And if you have to chasten us, Lord God, chasten us, Lord God. We accept it, Lord God. Hallelujah. No matter what we have to go through, Lord God, help us, Lord God. Hallelujah. To see your goodness, Lord God. To see, Lord God, hallelujah, that you love us, Lord God, hallelujah, with the everlasting love, Lord God, and agape love, Lord God, hallelujah, that cannot be quenched, Lord God, that cannot be broken, Lord God. No matter what our feelings are, Lord God, we lay them all aside, Lord God. We said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, Father, from you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to control our tempers, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, to control our mouths. We believe you, Lord God, that you can do it, Lord God, as we yield to you, Lord God, for you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. You are our keeper. You are our strength. And as we look to you, Lord God, hallelujah, you are our help, Lord God. You are our peace, Lord God. And we will, Lord God, bow down to you, Lord God, and serve you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for this lesson. We thank you, Lord God, even, Lord God, through this lesson, for chastening us in the areas in which we, Lord God, need to be chastened, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word and your teachings, Lord God.
Lord God, help us even right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, to confess your word over our lives, Lord God, and let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord God, for you are our strength and our redeemer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for you know everything about us, Lord God. We are your daughters, Lord God, hallelujah. Guide us, Lord God, hallelujah, to surrender all to you, Lord God. Lord God, we lay it all on the altar. Burn up anything that's not like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Burn it up, Lord God. Hallelujah. Do spiritual surgery, Lord God. Whatever you have to do, Lord God, we put our all on the altar, Lord God, and we give it to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask and pray. We thank you, Lord God, in advance. Hallelujah. For, Lord God, keeping us. We thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord God, for correction. We thank you, Lord God, in advance, Lord God, for your love and kindness and tender mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Father God, I thank you for this moment to come before you, oh God, to sit in your presence and to even converse with you, Lord. We come before you right now with humble hearts and humble minds, Lord, as we bow our heads down before you, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, in recognition of who you are, our God and our Savior and our King. Father God, I thank you for this lesson that we have learned on tonight. I pray that you encourage and that you strengthen Bishop, O God, and restore the strength and the virtue that he has poured out on, even on tonight. Father God, I thank you for these powerful affirmations that you are who you say that you are, that we don't have to worry about the things that come to our minds if we act wrong or go against your will, that we cannot come to you, because you have told us that you are our Father. And because you are our Father, that means that we are your children. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, we are your children. No matter who talks about young people, about who talks about us in school or in our homes or in our jobs, oh God, we are still your children. No matter what mistakes we have done, you have become our Redeemer. We are the redeemed. We are the redeemed, and we thank you for the love that you even have for us, oh God. Hallelujah. You are our comforter. You have sent your Holy Spirit to comfort us in everything, oh God. Everything in this life, you comfort us, oh God. You are our helper and our strength and our defender, oh God. We thank you that we can rely on these things in every trial that we face, oh God. Anything that comes our way, we can remember who you are in our lives. And even who we are, oh God, when we get thoughts in our minds, oh God, as young people that tell us that we are not enough, that tell us that we are no good, that tell us that no one will love us, God, we remember who you say that we are. We are chosen. We are loved. We are wanted. We are beautiful, oh God. We are wonderfully made. So everything that the enemy throws at us, oh God, we can return with your word. We thank you for the power of your word, Lord Jesus, that it's not just words that we speak out of our mouth, but it is confirmation and affirmation out of our mouth, oh God, that return to the devil, that reminds him who he is dealing with. So this day right now, oh God, we remind the devil with every word that we speak, oh God, that you have given us of who we are. We are your children and we are not to be messed with. Even if we have been tripped up, we are more than conquerors. We thank you for the things that your word has told us, oh God. God, you have what you say that you have. We don't have to worry about if we can get new shoes or if we can get into a school, oh God. You are our provider. You provide everything that we need. You have told us that the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to you. So we don't need to worry. We don't need to fret, oh God, because we put our trust and we put our faith in you, Lord. Even in the moments of Abraham and Isaac, oh God, with the death upon them, you were still their provider. So God, even in our lives right now as young people, when it looks like there is nothing that can change, when it looks like there's death around us, when it looks like we are surrounded by darkness, you are our provider. And I speak these words right now to remind young people, God, that we don't have to give up, that you are still our provider. Even when it looks like things won't turn around, that we should not give up, because you are our provider and you will come at your appointed time. God, we have everything that you have told us that we have. We don't have to lack.
We don't have to worry, oh God. We don't have to fear because it belongs to us. Even if we don't see it yet, oh God, we know that it's ours. Things have been put aside just for us. Doors will be opened just for us. Why? Because you have told us. Lord, we don't have to worry when you give us your word, when we ask something of you and you tell us about it. We don't have to worry because we can trust in you. Lord, you are trustworthy. You are trustworthy. And we thank you for that, oh God. Time and time again, you have proven yourself to us. You have proven yourself even in the word with the Israelites, oh God. We can put our trust and our faith in you. Hallelujah. And God, I know you can do whatever you say you can do because you've done it many times before, oh Lord. Bodies that have been healed, oh God. Young people's lives that have been turned around, oh God. The taste of addiction and drugs have been taken from them, oh God. The rescuing, oh God, from suicidal thoughts, oh God, and from painful emotions and relationships, God, you have rescued us. There is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing you cannot do. And we thank you for that, our Father. We thank you for that, our Redeemer. We thank you, oh God, that we can do what you say that we can do. No matter what the enemy tells us, that our time is gone, that our time has passed, that we are worthless, that there is nothing that we can do. Father God, we can remind the enemy of who you say that we are, that we can do anything. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That God, hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for that, God, because it's not just through us. It's not just through our flesh, but it is through your spirit. Hallelujah. We can do everything that you've placed in us to do. Every dream, oh God, every desire, oh Lord, hallelujah, every height that we are to reach, oh God, even if we don't know how to do it in ourselves, we rely on you and we can do it. We can do all things through you, our God, hallelujah, who gives us strength. So I thank you right now, Lord, that you are with the young people. I thank you, oh God, right now that you have not left us or abandoned us, that we know who we are. We know who you are. We know what you can do. We know what we can do. We know who you say that we are. Hallelujah. We thank you for these things. Our Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Watching down on us every single day. We love you, Lord. We magnify you and we praise you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Eternal God, our Father, in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for this lesson tonight and for these fervent prayers that have been offered on behalf of your people. We come to you, Lord God, because your peace is in our hearts. And we know, Lord God, that we have every reason to be thankful. We've got every reason to praise you. We got every reason to commit our words to honor who you are. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. You've given us your word so that it can dwell in us richly. You've given us the resources of your word so we can mature in the Holy Ghost and even teaching and admonishing one another, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I thank you, Lord, for these are the weapons of our warfare. Woo! We bless your name tonight, oh God, and we know that if you hear the prayers we pray, and we know that when we pray, you hear us. We know that we've got the petitions that we have desired of you. We thank you for these affirmations of identity, of wherewithal, of ability. We thank you that you're speaking to us concerning your identity, your wherewithal, hey, and your ability. We thank you, Lord, tonight that as the redeemed of the Lord, as the blood washed, as the called out ones, you speak to us concerning our identity, concerning our wherewithal, concerning our ability. And we give you glory right now. Lord, these are the things that solidify us. These are the confessions that anchor us in you. We're in this for the long haul. Teach us how to stand. Teach us how to be sustained. Reveal to us by the Holy Spirit, even through your word tonight. Let somebody be inspired. Let somebody be encouraged. Let somebody be healed. Somebody needs salvation listening to this prayer. Somebody needs salvation even amongst our families. Lord God, there's a man that needs deliverance. There's a woman that needs a healing. There's an young person that needs encouragement. Lord God, all of us need your word. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. And so, Lord God, we thank you tonight, because we will be careful for nothing. We will not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You told us to let our requests be made known unto you, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall secure us, shall supply, shall support, shall sustain our hearts and minds, hallelujah, through Christ Jesus. Lord God, we're not going to talk down on ourselves. We're not going to put ourselves down. We're not going to come to you with false humility, confessing something negative, confessing something that's even a lie. We are not dogs and worms. We're not even sinners, but we have been bought with a price. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. We're not going to call ourselves what you don't call us. Hallelujah. You never called us a worm. You never called us a dog. Oh, God, you never called us a castaway. Oh, God, whatever we were before we got the Holy Ghost, Calvary made a difference. Hallelujah. And tonight we rejoice because we embrace Calvary. We embrace the covenant promise. We embrace the word of you, your word, oh God. Repent and be baptized, every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, and we shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and unto your children and unto as many as our Lord God shall call, even them that are afar off. And tonight I speak this word over this line for somebody that needs the Holy Ghost. They are not far from it now. Oh God, Calvary is drawing close. Faith is being built, and we thank you, Lord. You told us to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these other things will belong to us. It is ours because we put you first. And so tonight, as I bring this prayer to a close, we give you praise. We give you glory from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. The name of our God is to be praised. We're praising you in advance. We're not waiting for the change of circumstances. We're not waiting for the change of people's minds. We are holding on to our faith, and we are releasing our confession, even if it doesn't, if it's not manifested yet. It's ours already. Oh God, it's ours because you said so. It's ours because you've ordained it. It's ours because of who you are. Oh God, and so tonight I pray that these words will be take root into the heart of these listeners. I pray that this word will even reach into our homes and to our families. Right now, we speak over those who have lost their way, that they would be returned, that they would be restored. We speak over those who've been wounded along the way, that their healing would break forth even now. We speak to those who are confused and bewildered, that clarity would come by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We speak to those who are angry and who are frustrated, and ask, Lord God, that your peace and that your calm would come over them. Oh God, we speak even to those whom the enemy is trying to destroy, because the enemy sees something that they don't even see sometimes in themselves. The enemy is trying to take away their can be, but the devil is a liar, because we are who you say we are. And tonight I speak over your people. I declare and decree that this is our confession. I declare and decree that this is our confession, that you are who you say you are, that you have what you say you have, that you can do what you say you can do, that I am, that we are who you say we are, that I have, that we have, what you say we have, that I can, that we can do what, we can, I can do whatever you say I can do, whatever you say we can do. And so, Lord God, with grateful hearts and the spirit of expectation, looking unto him who is the God that will perform miracles, signs, and wonders. Our God, the God we serve, the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Heal the ears, heal the heart. Step in where there's cancer and pull it right on out. Step in where there is heartache and heal as only you can. Lord God, there's nobody, there's nobody, there's nobody that can do what you can do. And Lord God, so now go. We praise you, Lord. Do what only you can do. Be God amongst us. Be awesome amongst your people. Be awesome in our homes. Be awesome in our hearts as we confess you as the awesome God out of our mouths. And now I pray this prayer, that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Please be reminded of our convocation this Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m., the fall semi-annual convocation of the Brooklyn Diocese. More like Jesus. Come and be blessed. The information is on our website, on our Facebook page, and it will be shared by email as well. Looking forward to seeing you there. God bless.